An Irish lawyer who has helped six young Portuguese people to take the European Union and five other countries to court over climate change will learn the outcome of their case this morning. The claimants, who range in age from 11 to 24, told the European Court of Human Rights that forest fires in Portugal were a direct result of global warming, and they accused the EU, along with Britain, Switzerland, Norway, Russia and Turkey, of failing to do enough to combat climate change. Garrod O'Quinn is the director of Galway's Global Legal Action Network, and he joins us now on the line. I know you spoke to us at the time of the hearing, but will you remind us of how you came to become involved in this case?
Good morning. Yes, we were looking to develop a case that would effectively supercharge domestic litigation by bringing a case at a regional court. And at the time, the forest fires in Portugal had struck, killing in excess of 100 people. So one of our researchers from Portugal introduced us to these families who were interested in addressing the climate change impacts they were already experiencing.
And what is the Global Legal Action Network? Where do you fit into this?
So we were the people who effectively supported the bringing of this case over the last 7 years. And we were able to mobilize the expert evidence and cultivate the case over this time. And we filed in 2020, and the case had its hearing last September, and now we're outside the court right now, anticipating the ruling on this, what is the first climate case to come before the court. And if successful, this could become a legally binding decision compelling 32 countries to rapidly and urgently reduce their greenhouse gas emissions in line with what's required by science.
What are the applicants' main concerns? Will you tell us about the situation in Portugal and why they, as young people, decided to take this action?
The young people involved have had direct experience of climate impacts. And the evidence shows that in addition to the wildfires, which will increase in intensity, they will experience severe heat waves where that could last months at a time and remain in excess of 40 degrees. Essentially, what experts say is unlivable conditions where they will have to spend extreme amounts of time indoors, unable to exercise, unable to sleep, etc. So this has a massive impact on both their physical but also their mental well-being. And we're arguing that the emissions of these 32 countries and their failure to act is directly contributing to these harms. And this is why we're in front of the court today.
What would a win mean then in practical terms?
A win would require states like Ireland to enact emission cuts, not only for emissions emerging from their territory, but also from the global operations of companies that are headquartered there, taking account of all of the emissions that are essentially externalized, especially to the global south. And the decision would produce, would require states legally to enact these cuts. And this is something that I think is what has grabbed the world's attention on this case. It would be something that would amount to effectively something akin to the Paris Agreement, a mini version of the Paris Agreement.
So when then will you find out?
Very soon. We are about to go through the gates of the court. It will commence at 10 a.m. local time, and we could have a judgment within an hour of that.
Right, so
it'll about take us some time to understand.
Right, so about 10 o'clock Irish time, you should know one way or another whether you've been successful.
Correct, and the court has also combined the hearing with two other climate cases, and we are here with the Swiss elders who have also reached the Grand Chamber of the court. So we think that the court will. This is presenting them with a unique and the first opportunity to address the climate crisis, which ultimately is the greatest threat to everyone's basic human rights. And we think the court, in signalling and expediting the case, has sent a very strong signal that it is intending, it takes the argument seriously, the issue seriously, and we anticipate it will use the opportunity to change the legal landscape with respect to climate change. Of course, we can't predict if they'll rule in our favour, but we hope that they will, yes, say something that will really change the litigation space.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us from Strasbourg. That was Garrod O'Quinn, who's the director of Galway's Global Legal Action Network.